While it's something that we should always have top of mind, May 3 to 9 is Privacy Awareness Week. The theme for this year is protecting your personal information online, no matter your age. And on the line with some info about online privacy, along with some good tips you can take away, not for just this week, but perhaps to put into practice anytime you're online, is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Andy.
Tim, when it comes to online privacy, what are the sorts of things that this covers?
Well, this is a little bit different. A lot of the time we talk about, you know, to be careful online, you get malware and you can get viruses. This is more focused about what data and what information that you're leaving up online. And it boils down to the number one point is that a lot of the cyber criminals these days are out and about trying to steal your identity. And we share a lot of information out there, which helps them do that.
So what is it then that people are generally not very good at doing when it comes to online privacy?
Where it is, Andy, is that we've just got to come to the realisation that, you know, we are now a commodity or the commodity that these cyber criminals are after. So some of the things that we're just doing, which is just giving or adding fuel to the fire, is if you look at how prolific social networks are these days, from Facebook to LinkedIn to Twitter, and people are just oversharing all of their information on that. We download apps now more than any other time. Just because it says it's free, we say we download it. We don't have a look at who it's from. And the number one issue that we're doing there is generally we accept all the permissions that the app is asking for without even checking, and it's sending all of our details up. And finally, and one of the things we saw that impacted greatly last year, and I think if anything it will continue this year, is the fact that we reuse the same passwords on all the different accounts that we create online, and then when one gets hacked, they use it across all of the accounts to try and get back at us.
So we're talking how we use social networks, the way we use mobile devices, and passwords are really the three things we should be looking at when it comes to online privacy.
They're definitely the three things that we're trying to highlight to people this week, being Privacy Awareness Week, and something that's really, really critical, and as I said a bit earlier, it's where we take what the cyber criminals are doing today, which is a little bit different to what they were doing last year and the year before, which is moving away from the viruses to trying to attack us in these areas.
So is it something then that people put in the too hard basket, personal privacy, or do you think it's a case of maybe they think that it doesn't matter or nothing bad will come of it?
I think what happens, Andy, is generally when these new areas start, people haven't heard a horror story yet. They sort of think that it might be there, but they think it won't happen to me. The good old Australian saying, she'll be right, mate.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, there are more and more stories getting out there. I know travelling around Australia, talking to people, I hear about people, you know, 3 years ago who basically said, I don't see anything. I now hear about people say, yeah, I've just had my bank account hit for $4,000 or for $8,000. And the bottom line is that the banks may help you out, and in some cases they're not doing that anymore because the person is at fault. But regardless of that, you're without the money for a period of 2 months, maybe 3 months, as they investigate and then fix that up for you. So there's a lot of stuff I think that people are starting to hear about that's now slowly starting to change their opinions of what it is. But it's one area that we really need to increase our awareness of.
And also, as you were saying before, with tablets and smartphones really penetrating the market now, most of or much of the world's internet traffic is now on these devices. That area there it must be even more vital than ever too.
Well, yeah, like we talk about social networks, and one of the biggest ones that people use is Facebook. And we share a lot of personal information on Facebook. Mm. And if you think, when you call your credit card company, the standard things you need is your address and your date of birth, and that's there on your Facebook account. But not everyone is aware that your privacy settings on Facebook are different on your desktop notebook compared to your mobile device. There are actually two different settings groups behind that. And out of the 1.4 billion people who are on Facebook, over 1 billion of them nowadays only connect to Facebook via their mobile device.
Right.
How many people have actually checked their settings on mobile? And this is one of the things people say to me, oh, yeah, but I set it on my computer. Yes, but you need to set it on your mobile device as well. You're oversharing your data. And if that gets out there, it's just so easy for people to steal your identity and therefore, you know, remove any shred of privacy that you have had.
Okay, so Tim, what are some action points we can take away and put into practice this week?
Well, you know, the three biggest ones that we've got, Andy, is that first of all, don't reuse passwords. I've seen people say that, hey, get different email accounts. That's not necessary. But for every account you open, come up with a different password. It doesn't have to be wildly different, but make sure it's different, because a lot of these automated programs then, they will fail for you. And the best way to do this is to invest in a password management tool. Number two, check the permissions on the apps that you're downloading and putting onto your mobile device. And especially unless it's a well-known app, like maybe Microsoft Office or something like that, don't select auto-update. It's important that you realize that as they make changes and put it through, if you've got auto-update in, you may be allowing it more access to your information than you have previously. Mm. And finally, do check your social media privacy settings. The reality is they get changed every 4 to 6 weeks by the people who manage these areas. So make sure you're consistently checking them and understand that it's different on your desktop notebook than it is on your tablet and mobile phone, and that you set it across both the devices.
And it's probably worth mentioning at this point that with Trend Micro, you have products there that can help you out with privacy as well, right?
Yes, definitely, Andy. Our product is able to handle all these different areas, and you have to have different functionalities for each one. So our product has a built-in privacy setting checker for you for Facebook, for LinkedIn and other social networks. We also have a built-in password management tool that allow you to store different passwords, so you only have to remember one master password and it will go and create all the other ones for you. And additionally, when you download apps onto your phone, our security software will help check the permissions and warn you about anything that might be dangerous.
Okay, Tim, for any more information on Privacy Awareness Week or Trend Micro, where can we go?
You just go to www.trendmicro.com.au and we'll have all the information up there.
Brilliant. Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks a lot, Andy.